Next patient is Oliver Marilyn. Oliver is O-L-I-V-E-R. Marilyn is M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 10-7-59. And the date of visit is 2-15-22. Please make a copy for Dr. James Brown, M.D. James Brown, B-R-O-W-N, M.D. Next paragraph. Say, dear Jim, thank you for sending Marilyn Oliver for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 62-year-old female who has a past history for asthma, has been treated for exacerbations of asthma, and was at the emergency department about 3 weeks ago for bronchitis and chest tightness and cough period. She was treated with bronchodilators and a course of steroids. And has been placed on albuterol on a PRN basis, and presently also takes Trilogy inhaler once a day. She complains of some thick mucus in the throat and wheezing and coughing spells. And she denies any. She also complains of nasal congestion and post nasal drip. Next paragraph. Japanese. This history has included an appendectomy and surgery on a uterine fibroid. And a history for an appendectomy and resection of an ovary. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs, NSAIDs, and tetracycline, gabapentin, and clindamycin. Next paragraph, med list included Trelegy, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily, nebulized albuterol and ipratropium, every 6 hours, and mental and inhaled PRN. Next paragraph, family history. I'm sorry, habits. Patient denies history of smoking or alcohol use. She worked as a secretary. Lives alone. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of strokes and had COPD. Mother had dementia. Next paragraph, system review. Patient denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleed. Says nighttime awakening and has asthmatic symptoms with wheezing and cough. Says heartburn, denies any diarrhea or constipation. Says back pain and leg swelling. And says anxiety. She also has easy bruising, denies joint pains, denies headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam, this obviously built middle-aged lady who is alert, no acute distress, no pallid sign of the victor superficial edema. Blood pressure is 140 by 90, pulse is 96, respiration's 20, temps 97.2, weight is 130 pounds, saturation 97. HE and non-sphalic, people three active and equal. Tongue is mild, throat is clear, nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered visas bilaterally. No crackles. Heart, the arts and for regulars, and an S, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. No cap tenderness, reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive airways disease with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CDC CMP IgE level and a CT chest. So we'll also get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A previous chest CT done in September of 2020 was reviewed, and it showed a 4 millimeter pleural base nodule in the left upper lobe and lingula, and a follow-up CT scan has, will be done this month. She was also placed on a short course of prednisone at 20 milligrams daily for 5 days and tapered off in 2 weeks, and continue with the Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms 1 puff daily, and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Follow-up to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from James Brown, MD. Could you please also add in the final diagnosis? Left lung nodules as number 3. Left lung nodules as number 3. Thank you. Copy for Dr. James Brown. MD, BROW. Thank you.